Jesse Owens was 17 when she and a 19-year-old friend killed David Bauman with a hammer. He was trying to prevent them from robbing him at his home. Owens was tried as an adult and pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, a charge that carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. South Dakota law did not distinguish between adult offenders and juvenile offenders who are tried as adults. In 2007, the South Dakota Supreme Court upheld Owens' conviction and sentence. Part of Owens' appeal was that a mandatory life sentence violates the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment when the defendant is a juvenile. The state justices ruled against her, denying her contention that the sentencing judge should be able to fashion a lighter sentence after taking her young age into consideration. But in 2012, the United States Supreme Court ruled otherwise. In Miller v. Alabama, the federal justices said a sentencing scheme such as South Dakota's is unconstitutional under the Eighth Amendment because it mandates a life sentence for a juvenile without possibility of parole and without options for the sentencing judge. In light of that decision, Jesse Owens petitioned for a new sentencing hearing before 3rd Judicial Circuit Judge Robert Timm. An evidentiary hearing was held in July, with Timm's decision released yesterday. In agreeing to consider a new sentence, Timm has applied the U.S. Supreme Court decision retroactively. Owens is now 34 years old. She'll come up for parole in just a few years. Two more South Dakota inmates are serving life for murders committed while they were juveniles. Paul D. Jensen was 14 in 1996 when he murdered Michael Hare, a Pier cab driver. And Daniel Charles was also 14 in 1999 when he murdered his stepfather, Dwayne Ingalls, at their ranch near Opal. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.